and their villainous army is here in the castle common to have the purple David William Morris.
Hello.
And his other friend, another David.
Totally not sponsored here.
Got three Daves, so it's big Dave Bowl today. So we're going to be talking cosplay, Game of Thrones, all the recent Marvel and DC movies, and other stuff that you can listen to. So first, I think we'll introduce the powerful David William Morris. If you don't know him, he's one of the first cosplayers I remember meeting that I still associate with, because they've either retired or they're away by now. I think it was a Collector Mania, if I can remember correctly. And we were both doing Joker, if I remember correctly, is that right?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, I think this is like the first Collector Mania in Glasgow, and this is when about the big event started happening.
Yeah.
No clue.
I was like, 2009, 10 maybe?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember Teal'c was there, I'm a big fan of Star
Teal'c.
Yeah, Teal'c.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah, with a C.
What?
With a C.
You mean a T?
Yeah, do you know why they called him Teal'c?
Why?
Because they had three actors up for it, and it was just, his original name was going to be Teal.
Right.
Right? But it was Teal A was the first guy, Teal B was the second guy, and Teal C was the third actor.
Yeah.
And the guy that does Teal'c for him is his name. So he thought Teal'c. And it just stuck from then on, which I fucking love. I love it when little coincidences happen in shows and it ends up leaking in.
Only one thing from that actor. Boy.
Oh boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, just, I loved his like acceptance speech in the video games.
I actually watched that clip at the video, the awards.
Boy. We've won something, boy.
Every day's learning day, boy.
Yeah. Do you know he was in one of Nolan's Batman things? I think he was in the last one, the one with Bane. Yeah, he's like one of the henchmen of Bane, if I remember correctly.
Oh, so he played as an extra.
Yeah. I kept on thinking that I seen him and his name, and it was linked with it back in the time. It was like, he must be Bane, because I thought Bane's that kind of, like, he's very muscly, and he's muscly, and Tom Hardy was linked with it at the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, he must be Bane.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting thinking, oh, it's kind of weird how that, and then Tom Hardy came in, and I was like, yeah, obviously he's just going to get fucking shredded for Bane. I loved his little comments, he's like, Bane is the most shredded I've ever been. And like, think of how shredded Tom Hardy has been in the past, and for him to go, no, like, Bane was the most shredded I've been. So I like to think of the fact that Bane had the superpower of Tom Hardy's shred.
Well, if Tom Hardy's supposed to be shredded, I don't think he would be able to turn.
The Batman problem, can't his neck.
Yeah, I remember, like, who was it that said
that? Was Maximum.
I remember somebody saying that we were in a suit, I think it's Ryan Reynolds, so you never really know if he's telling the truth or if it's just a joke.
I know.
And he says, like, no, constantly I'm having to take this thing off, and there's always like a little puddle of sweat. It's like,
is it sweat though?
Probably.
Oh, is it Ryan Reynolds? Ryan Reynolds juices, you know, it's just
It's just his essence of Ryan Reynolds.
I'm just glad he's not going to get recast in the current MCU movies.
Oh, God. I'm really worried about Deadpool now that they've merged with the main Marvel one, because he was with Fox, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
And now Disney's bought Fox, and I really can't see Disney continuing doing Deadpool with how PC they are. The amount of money Deadpool's made as well. So.
Disney is basically the real world Galactus. It's like they just consume everything.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for them to just go up to who is it that owns DC? Is it Warner that owns DC now?
Yeah,
Warner Bros.
Yeah. So I think they've always owned them.
Yeah, and I'm just waiting for the moment where they buy them. Because they probably could, and then we could finally get that Marvel versus DC movie.
You show me a picture of the Mortal Kombat old tower with
Disney
was going to get
made about. It's like Disney needs to, like, especially Disney's conquest. So it's nearly at the top of the tower, the Mortal Kombat towers, and it's Warner Brothers DC at the very top.
Yeah.
So it's like their next opponent, kind of.
Yeah.
boss, kind of.
I think as much as Wonder Woman saved DC beforehand, I think if Wonder Woman hadn't been as good as what it was, it'd either get rebooted by now, or it would have been finished by now. Yeah. And now I think Aquaman has equally saved them again after how, like, shit the fucking Steppenwolf film was.
You mean Batman vs Superman or Justice League?
Justice League.
Pick one.
They're both really bad.
Suicide Squad, but again...
Don't you dare insult Suicide Squad.
He doesn't like the Joker, though. That's not his only reason.
I will say my piece. I will say my piece.
I will say that moved.
I don't like the Joker in that one, but everything else
I saw
it.
I think you didn't like Will Smith in that.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was Jared Leto's own fault. I think it was his fault.
What was that again?
I think it was Jared Leto was his own. It was his own fault that he wasn't in the movie as much as what the guy was wanting him in the movie, because he went too far. There's method acting and then there's like losing the plot a bit.
It's just being a knob, pretty much.
I think he should have done more research in Joker.
I think that was his problem. He'd done too much and he got too into the character. I'm liking what I'm seeing from Joaquin Phoenix, but I'm holding my breath because I've been disappointed so much.
I know.
This is the Joker everybody knows. This is Suicide Squad. Cuckoo!
Everybody kind of... Because they hold Heath Ledger to a high standard, they kind of expect everyone to live up to it, if not surpass it. But it's kind of like, as much as I didn't really like Heath Ledger's Joker that much, because the way he looked in that, I have to say, it was quite, you know, it was good. It was a good film he was in, it's a good performance.
At least that Joker was more better than Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. You know, like because Heath Ledger was good, it was really good, everybody kind of, you know, holds him to that kind of high standard. Yeah. It's like they expect the next one to be better.
I think what the problem is, I think they seen Heath Ledger as the mark. Like, obviously, it's between him and Jack Nicholson for me, who's the best Joker.
To me, I just prefer Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. I think it's between those two. And I think Heath Ledger was so good. Yeah, in that particular version of the Joker, that they had to go really, really far away from what Heath Ledger was doing to make it seem like, oh, we're just trying to film Heath Ledger's shoes, because there's no point in doing the exact same thing.
Yeah. Speaking of Joker, I've actually went away and watched Netflix's Titans. You were iffy about the last episode. It was amazing, actually.
I keep on
apart from Starfire.
I've not watched the new Titans yet, but I keep wanting to watch it because I like, and much as it got flack for the designs, I liked the designs. I thought it was quite cool. It seemed to me like almost Neo Tokyo kind of look, if you know what I mean.
Nope.
I get it. Like, I can accept it, but it's like, because obviously DC are doing this big sort of multiverse thing that they're doing with their property. Yeah. So it's like, so a Joker film is like its own universe type thing, and so it's like, you know, like Birds of Prey or whatever's coming. So it's like all these different universes kind of coinciding with one another. So you can consider like the past films.
That's the one though, when that Batman's coming out.
Similar to what the Spider-Verse is, kind of like, you know, so like
only Spider-Verse actually works.
Yeah, like that film. I think nobody was expecting much from that film, and I think then it's kind of proven to blow everybody away. That film is really, really good. If you haven't seen it, get your butts in the cinema seats and get that film seen.
I wish.
Do you know the best thing about that movie is? Nicolas Cage is
I know!
Oh, I forgot! He's putting the Spider-Man Noir, I forgot about that.
I just was waiting and waiting. I was like, oh, come on, just one freak out, one please, please, just one.
Nah, but I think he's based in Noir's voice and different actors, I think.
Like, he just turned up with his no one. It's just like, his jacket's glistening in the wind, but inside.
I thought it was a cape when I first seen it.
I just want, I wanted someone to just come in and re-record that movie, but just from lines from his other movies.
I know.
Just when he appears, it's like, tie a little ball around the home, Genius Boys, come on.
Why does that sound like he was working for a porno?
It's weird to think that he was going to be Superman at one point.
Oh, no, he's like...
I've
he's
actually
so
seen the clips.
Yeah.
He actually liked this long-haired Superman.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird how he was supposed to be Superman.
I think it was because he was rated as a really good actor at one point. Because don't forget, he won an Oscar.
Yeah.
So
how many times?
Once.
That's about it.
But I think it was because
that's an achievement, though. Yeah. He won an Oscar. That's like an achievement. So even
like how long, like Leonardo DiCaprio had to wait?
How long was that?
Imagine he hadn't got that Oscar. Like, what lengths would he go to next? That like, I'm playing Ted Bundy in my next movie. I've actually killed 30 people to prepare for this movie.
Didn't he get one after he did Titanic?
No, I don't. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, but he didn't get it. He's only had the
supporting,
one.
Supporting? I thought it was the main character.
I think Rose, whoever Rose was played by.
Kate Blanchett, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think she was the main character.
You know, there was a funny thing that I watched on news once about Leonardo's character. There was a real person on the ship.
Oh yeah, I've seen that, and there's like a grave.
A natural gravestone. What's the guy's name?
Yeah, and it's the character's name, and it's all worn out, right? Because people think the Titanic movie was based on actual factual stuff. The Titanic sinking did happen.
Yeah.
But I think they changed a few different things.
James Cameron didn't know that was a real character he made. He just made up the character. He didn't know it was a real one that was buried.
They managed to find a photograph of him as well, and he's this guy from Manchester. He's got like big, huge, fuzzy hair, and he's an engineer. So it's not exactly like the guy that has that heartthrob, but the character that he was. So we've got April coming up later on this year, and there's a lot of things happening that April.
Maybe Comic Cons.
Game of Thrones coming, and
I've only seen series 4.
Avengers Endgame is coming up as well, and just imagine like how hard it's going to hit us in the nards. But
there's Spider-Man.
Yeah, but that's what I'm going to talk about. They've already released a bloody trailer for Far From Home. So I guess we know that Spider-Man's okay in the long run, which kind of annoys me.
Of all honesty, I think it would have been still a better prequel to the Avengers first movie.
I think it's supposed to be before.
I think it's going to be after it or one of the two.
I thought it was after for some reason.
Because I know that Ant-Man's second movie was set before the third Avengers.
I think the Ant-Man movies can happen in the same time as the Thanos fight, and that's how come near the end he's trying to talk to the people. And he doesn't hear them, obviously, and then he comes out somehow, because we've seen the trailer for it, it's came up, so he does manage to get out of the universe.
Did you ever see the meme of a fan edit out Ant-Man and putting Deadpool into the trailer?
No, I've not seen that.
It was funny.
Like they're all walking at the front door for the camera.
Well, it was not all. It wasn't all. It was only Captain America and Black Widow.
Black Widow
is like a panic room. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It was just
really.
It was just his line from the first movie.
Yeah, I keep on thinking.
They
will eventually have Deadpool in there, but I think he's so far removed from what Marvel currently is doing and what Deadpool's character is.
I've heard actually good things when they recut Deadpool during Christmas.
I've heard that's supposed to be really good. Only reason why you see it is for the little off claps of Deadpool reading a Christmas story.
I know.
It was the actual actor who played as a kid in
The
Princess
Bride. Yeah. I just want me to pull out like constant like references to it. Is this McLean? Is it Lean?
I literally pissed myself laughing when Deadpool revealed the end of the bed and he strapped him down. He strapped him down with sellotape table on his mattress.
I might have some theories for Endgame, but do you guys want to share yours first? Or
right, okay, let's have a theory off, right?
Let's get our
what's going to happen in Endgame?
Ding thing.
Right, okay, my one is, there's a reason why Doctor Strange did all those movements, and you've got to think what that spell was. It was what he ended up doing was creating a lot of different versions of himself to like lasso and and without a different word for it, Thanos. But I think the way that was done and the fact that he didn't use the Time Stone, I think has got something to do with it. And I think it's got something to do with the microverses that Ant-Man went into. So I think it's got something to do with those two things. But I think a lot of people are going to die in this movie. Because if you look at Robert Downey Jr., I don't think he's going to renew his contract for much longer. Chris Evans, Captain America.
Sam Jackson's been in the game for a bit.
I think
Sam Jackson isn't going to leave.
I think we've seen
which is a good thing.
I think that there was something on Twitter saying that Chris Evans was saying that, "Oh, that's it. Yeah. This is my last movie."
Well, so hope he goes out with a good action.
Yeah.
Last movie.
Well, I think it shows, like, if you remember the scene where Thanos is trying to grab him, and he's able, like, to hold off all of the Infinity Stones.
Right.
So that kind of shows to me how powerful Captain America actually is.
I just thought he was being the show-off.
Right, okay. Other David, what's your theory? What's going to happen in game?
Which one?
Me.
David Volume Wallace.
He's currently facing my direction.
David Volume Wallace.
So,
just make a bit of comedy.
Behind the scenes stuff, there's like a lot of kind of, you know, time travel shenanigans going on. So yeah. I'm thinking, if they do go missing a bit with time, eventually, maybe at the end of the film, somebody's going to appear. Because they've obviously they've muddled a bit with time, and they've changed some things.
Yeah.
I think they're going to end up annoying Kang the Conqueror. They changed
I thought he was
timeline.
Already pissed off as he is.
Aye, but he's not in the MCU.
He's not yet. Appeared yet.
So I think if they muddle about these, because obviously we see other things about him, like, you know, like another show is right, he tries to escape his own timeline, but he loses his wife in the process.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, wait, you know, he's like, he goes after like Captain America because they muddled about the timeline. So, I think he'll appear at the end of the film.
Well, if they're going to do that with his wife disappeared, I hope they do it like in the show that he just grabs her.
What? You mean like Earth Mighty kind of?
Yep.
Yeah.
I just hope he grabs her with that time thing.
I feel like he's introduced a new big bad instead of just. Yeah. They've never dealt with a time travel film before, have they?
They've got to replace Thanos, basically, because Thanos is going to die.
Yeah.
So, there's only a set amount of characters that I can think of in my head who's as bad or as powerful possibly as Thanos.
Yeah.
That would be Galactus the Destroyer, Kang.
Well, for Galactus, I think they still need to bring in the Fantastic Four.
Well, they
which
they
Fox, can.
Didn't they?
Right,
yeah,
and
they
Doom will put a few at some point. So, yeah. Obviously, if they do.
I do like the 2005 and 7 Fantastic Four,
Doom
the reboot.
Like, he travels like different dimensions.
Yeah, the only dimension.
Like, his suit itself is just. It's nonsense. It's
whose
like,
suit?
Doom's.
Yeah.
Like, his suit is just.
Metal armor.
Like, yeah. He can do anything and everything.
Yeah, if
so
I remember
like,
Doom's character right, the whole reason he's trying to take over the world is that he is a magic person and a science person. He tries to blend the two, and the only future that when Earth survives is under his command.
Yeah, so
maybe
so
he's the
like,
dimension hopping, maybe something like that.
So I'm thinking like he witnesses what Kang does, and it's like he wants to basically. Make his own world where there's no threat, there's no like kind of it's under his rule, you know what I mean? So, he's trying
so basically, he wants something him. Under his rule but in peace.
Yeah. Well,
that actually,
his version of peace, anyway.
Yeah. He actually had peace once, which was in Spider-Man, the animated series, The Secret Wars.
Yeah.
He actually fixed his face for once.
I remember the Spider-Man animated Spider-Man.
That was the first time I seen Marvel anything at all.
Yeah.
It was the first series that got me into it.
I was watching something like ages ago and it told me something and I was like, I never noticed that, but you're completely and utterly right. In the Spider-Man animated series, Spider-Man never punches anyone.
That's right.
Do you know why that is?
I think it's because he usually kicks
or
he's a web.
It wasn't allowed to.
Yeah, because if they did physical violence from one person to another person, then they'd have to make it a PG 13 or 15 thing.
Yeah.
But the way he always bit people was either pulling like something into somebody, so technically it wasn't directly him.
Or he swing kicks.
Yeah. So technically, it wasn't ever really the only
animated Marvel series that actually shows physical contact was X-Men.
X-Men was so good. Have you ever heard the Japanese theme song for it?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
But I heard both the opening and lyric opening songs.
That was the golden age of
superhero shows. I remember the art with The Cure, I think, was the best art. Yeah.
Speaking of Japanese openings, have you ever seen the fan-made SpongeBob one?
No, I've never seen it.
It is funny. I'm not making that up, it's a real one. Just look it up. SpongeBob Japanese openings.
Right, anyway, so we've talked about our theories for Endgame, right?
Not really, I didn't say anything.
What do you think? What do you think is going to happen?
Who are you again?
Warlock.
What do you think is going to happen?
Warlock.
I'm hoping Adam shows up. Because he only had the small cameo at the end of Guardians 2.
Maybe, yeah. That's a good idea.
Hero, but Fender though.
Anti-hero.
I keep on seeing that Wesley Snipes is like petitioning for Blade as well to come back. So
but
maybe
that means
we might get Morlock, maybe? What do you think?
If Wesley Snipes come back as Blade, I'll be fucking happy.
Well, I think it left off in such a damp score. But the one thing I like about that, the only reason I watched Blade 3 was for Triple H, because how bad he was in that.
I just watched Blade Trinity because I like Blade, but I didn't know Triple H was going to be in it.
I was just waiting for him to pedigree break Blade. just about slam and picks up the steel chair and pulls it out of the scene or something.
Yeah, but didn't he do one of his wrestling moves on Ryan Reynolds?
I can't remember.
He had him upside down on his shoulder and he went boom.
I think he uses the suplex or something on him. Jim Ross to come and just go, Vanguard! Vanguard!
I didn't know he was in it.
But I actually do like...
He's really weird. I'd say once you...
But you don't watch horror.
Him, I was like, this is the best movie ever made. He doesn't even have... He has like one line as well. And you can just tell he's like... He's struggling with the vampire teeth in his mouth.
Who was that again?
Triple H.
I thought he was speaking normally.
No, he was kind of grabbly. You could tell he was like struggling with the big fags.
My favourite line he says in the movie.
Do you know who reminded me of? Gangrel. Do you remember?
Nope.
Gangrel.
My favourite line for him in the movie when he talks to Ryan Reynolds above him going, hey Dickfish, you see my dog? Have you tried the lobby? Yoink.
You've got to give it to The Rock, haven't you? Like how successful he's been outside of wrestling.
Yeah.
He's a born wrestler, but then he became actor wrestler. Make up your mind.
When he started, he was actually an American football player.
Yeah. If I remember correctly,
he was in a movie called The Gridiron Gang, based on true events. I was watching the behind the scenes, and he actually mentions he used to do football.
I'm trying to remember what was the name of that film. It's going to be my head, and I'll remember that one.
Is that Scorpion King Returns?
I think that was his first like movie, if I remember correctly.
Mummy Returns was his first movie. Then he had his own spin-off to The Mummy, what was The Scorpion King.
I thought that one was okay, the first Scorpion. Do you know, I was watching another thing, this is by the same person. How many Scorpion King movies is there?
Five.
Oh, well done. There's about like 8 or 9 Scorpion King movies.
No, there's only 5.
What? Why?
I don't know, but they're not starting
You look like the book of, you look like the Scorpion King Book of the Dead. Okay. It's actually the Book of the Dead.
Hold on.
And it's got Hellboy. Alright, he plays as a king that hires the assassin.
I was going to say,
straight to video.
Is this one of those ones where, is this like Blair Witch where there's no book involved?
It's literally the Book of the Dead makes an appearance from the Mummy movies.
Do you know what I really hope they do with the shit, the Dark Universe thing that they're doing?
They still doing that?
I think they're still trying to go ahead with it. Do you know what I'd love
nope,
them
it's dead.
Do you know what I'd love them to do? Bring back Brendan Fraser and have him be Helsing.
Yes!
Van Helsing?
Yeah, Van Helsing.
He's a robot man.
And but he's only in it for like the one movie, right? Yeah. And then he gives like something from the original Mummy movies to the person who's going to continue on the next one.
Yeah.
And then that's him like
passing the torch
yeah. kind of thing, if you know what I mean.
I actually like the Van Helsing 2004 film. Because I was
well, that one was really good too. Yeah. I like that movie.
I even seen the animated prequel.
Yeah.
That was also good. It still had Hugh Jackman in it.
I think what the problem was is
I think
they spent too long like trying to build up the thing between Hugh Jackman and the girl. And they never actually really did anything with it. I think they kind of forgot about it.
We forgot.
They've been building this relationship.
She's
too sad because of her brother.
The prequel animator is recommendable because it leads up to their Van Helsing's fight with Mr. Hyde and into France with the main movie.
Right. So let's talk about the other thing that's coming up in April.
Never.
The end of Game of Thrones.
Seriously?
Yep. Apparently, there's only going to be three or four episodes, is it?
I think so, yeah.
And then it's going to be like an hour long.
I think I watched like the last season like ages ago, but it was like...
It seems like forever since the last season came out.
The end with Jon Snow and Daenerys kind of...
Yeah.
Apparently,
hey, what's up, Potsex?
Apparently, because the author took too long with his new book, they just did anything they want with their current seasons.
I think he feels like whatever he does for the book, I think he's waiting until the series is finished.
Yeah.
Because I think if he feels like if he was to release that now, that would just interfere with what the show's doing.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, George R. Martin is not famous for cranking out the books.
I know. But he's not known for being very kind to his characters either. It's just kind of...
Oh, did you see the tweet he put up?
What?
He's like, I heard just like Lady Mormont would be a shame if something happened to her. I was like, you asshole.
What character is that again?
Lady Mormont, you would not have seen her if you've not seen the recent series. It's girl character that's just got these one-line clips, like completely... bodying people, basically.
All I got to watch was Series 4.
Yeah. I don't think she's in Season 4, is she?
Right,
do you know how Jon Snow's got the sword with the bear on it? That sword...
A bear?
Belongs, yeah.
I thought it was a head of a wolf.
No, it's a bear. It's from that family.
Yeah.
The bear family?
Yeah, I forget they're called... Bear Island is where they live on. I think it's Mormont, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, great. First there's a real snake island, now there's a made-up bear island. I don't know what one's...
I think there is an actual bear island somewhere.
What one's more dangerous? Snakes.
Oak Island, according to the Discovery Channel, there are 1,000 people have died on a private disaster. I'm like, I smell bullshit.
Did you just reference... what was it? Chewing the Fat?
Yeah, come on. Whatever happened to Catherine?
I don't know.
As far as I remember.
Oh, was that the last year that played that kid?
Yeah, Catherine,
sure
something her name is.
I'm sure she's still acting, I'm sure.
I think she does like a radio show because I've seen her.
The last time I seen her.
Hosting something that's going on recently.
I remember seeing her try to fundraise for something, and one of the prizes was you get to have an interview with her on her radio show, so she must have a radio show somewhere. Not that I know of it.
Or a certain podcast, maybe.
Here,
speaking of podcasts,
I only charge you £500.
Speaking of podcasts, and besides this one, there was a popular Marvel Wolverine based one, and that's getting into comics.
Oh,
no. It's going to be based on the entire season one, and the podcast is renewed for season two.
Oh, nice.
See, the thing I think now with the digital age, everybody can like kind of do a podcasty thing, and everybody can create something. I think that's a lot more freeing for people that maybe couldn't have done something like that beforehand because it cost too much money to and all the kind of things. But now it's a lot easier.
Just get your phone and just get your
microphone and
or a camera.
That's
good.
David William Wallace, who do you think is going to win the Game of Thrones? I don't think it's going to be Daenerys. I think that's too obvious.
I actually would have said that, but I don't know.
I think It's too late for the Golden Company to come in. They're going to get bodied right straight away, I reckon.
Of all honesty, years ago I heard there was rumours that the last bit of Game of Thrones was supposed to be a theatrical movie.
Well, each episode is supposed to be like an hour long, so
that's why series 4 was a 10 episode.
Each episode, anyway.
Yeah,
it's
they're
like,
kind of like
an hour long. It's like, you know,
an hour long-ish.
Yeah, really? I think they're doing the same kind of thing with the Lord of the Rings.
I've seen a lot about that,
and apparently Viggo Mortensen has been spotted, but he's not supposed to be Aragorn. He's supposed to be Isildur.
Is this supposed to be the image
in my head is him breaking his sword and then the new Aragorn picking it up. I'm like, right,
and then
the feels.
Where he's morphed into Viggo Mortensen's like,
is this the rumoured TV show?
It's not rumoured anymore. It's definitely happening.
Amazon?
Oh, great.
Is it what Amazon or Netflix?
I think it's Amazon.
It better be Netflix.
I would have wanted the warning off.
Is this like their reboot version?
What's his name? It's not Celebrimbor, it's somebody else. It's like one of the elf generals. It's like, you know, they basically waged war against the goblins in the north while the War of the Rings going on.
I think what it's supposed to be is like, it's supposed to be a kind of backstory to each individual
Glorfindel, that's his name. The elf general Glorfindel.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to be like, each individual character gets like a season, and then it's like kind of their backstory. What I really want to do is see Legolas do like a backflip in 360 and like no scope somebody.
I hope
360 backflip no scope Legolas.
I literally hope they bring back Orlando Bloom as Legolas. He's the best character.
It's just sliding down a snow scope, a mountain with a shield.
Well, he did that with a staircase, so possibly.
I need to be awkward, or I need them to take the piss with how, like, boss
there
Legolas
needs
to be a
game where Legolas is gonna escape. There needs to be a game where Legolas is just gonna snowball down a mountain with an orc shield. Just, you know, no scoping everybody, man.
I want him to be that guy, like, accidentally play. Have you seen Birdcage?
Nope.
Right,
Bird Box? Yeah, Bird Box,
that's it.
I want them to put like the little bandana on and just eliminate half the orc character.
I heard too many
free backflipping no scoping people.
I just heard too many stupid things people
said after
that movie.
That was me deliberately being an ass, deliberately limiting myself.
I would pay for the subscription alone just to see that.
I just want them to be deliberately limiting himself because he knows how OP a character is.
Speaking of that movie, so many people being stupid with it.
Yeah.
Especially Jake Paul. Did the Stone Cold Challenge and went into a fucking street. Busy cars.
Right, anyway, for Game of Thrones, I reckon kind of the House Stark will win, but Jon Snow won't live. I reckon Jon Snow will die fighting the Night's King. And they'll both kill each other. I think I've seen this theory that Bran is supposed to be the Night's King, but I don't think that will happen. I think he's just going to end up becoming the crow kind of person that you seen last time. And I reckon if they're going to bring in the Golden Company, I think they'll have to make them Blackfyres. Now, if you've read the book, you'll know what a Blackfyre is. They're basically bastardised Targaryens, and it's just their descendants that are in charge of the Golden Company.
Honestly,
so what I reckon, if they were going to do it, is they arrive to fight Daenerys. Daenerys comes up to them, they don't know Daenerys exists, and they just bend the knee here, and they start fighting for her, and then Cersei gets the bit up the arse of Daenerys.
Of all honesty, I wasn't sure to get into Game of Thrones by the TV show, the books.
No, it's funny because Aquaman's just came in and I'm like, I miss him so much.
I just love when there was a thing coming out, it's like, oh, Aquaman does well with women audience. Like, really? I wonder why. Jason Momoa is like, babe, come on.
What?
Speaking of Aquaman, you know Jason used to be in Stargate Atlantis.
Yes, that's what I remember him for, just being
it's kind, it's kind of ironic, he worked for that city, now he
owns
now,
it.
He owns
real,
it.
He's a real, I just want to be go down and see John from, Shepherd in there or something.
From working in Atlantis to owning Atlantis.
I'm afraid that's just about all we've got time for, but it's been an absolutely brilliant chat with the two Davids. Oh, yeah. The powerful David William I'm sure you'll
never
find his Facebook somewhere. What's your Facebook page, David?
Just his name.
Oh no, okay. I'll post this up around about the place so you can listen to this anywhere that you listen to podcasts on, and you can get this little ear biscuit in. So it's been brilliant talking to the two of you today, and hopefully we can do something else again. But that's been brilliant, and
I'll
thank
just
you.
Make it a natural series of podcasts.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do that next. Next is going to be the powerful Crystal Wolf cosplay, and me and her are really good friends. I would say she's in the top. I always don't like saying this person's the best cosplayer because I think it's like a subjective thing. But I think she's within the top three female cosplayers in Scotland. She's probably my favourite.
Wonder Woman is fantastic.
Have you seen her White Walker, Danny?
Nope.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it from us. If we talk, we'll talk for another half an hour. I will see you next time on the Villainous Cosplay Podcast.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.